Well, Biden won. That's because I voted for him and I lobbied for him. I'm like a good luck charm. I voted for Obama the first term, and now I voted for Biden. And Obama, truthfully, I was quite happy with. And I think that he possibly was the Messiah, you know. I mean, that's personally my opinion. Not very popular in the patriot circuits, but overall, I mean, he was a great guy. I mean, he made peace with the world. I mean, even Bush before him, with Condoleezza Rice making peace in Africa, was not half bad with Condoleezza Rice part, who later became some kind of disco queen or something. But, you know, we had the situation where Biden had to win. I mean, it was not even a... I mean, like, if you look at them, he won. That's not the topic of this thing. This is a format change of the podcast. It's no longer a daily podcast, A. It's only when I feel like it. And B, it's no longer government armies against the people, the 90 below, the 70 below, and the 20 on the bottom. And it's no longer exclusively about the incoming prep disaster of food being put away and 80 million people being put into starvation poverty. All that stuff doesn't matter anymore. It's now it's just, I don't know, whenever I feel like it, basically. So, what happened since the last episode? I became aware of several other armies against the people, besides the cop armies, which are the criminals. There's also the criminal armies, which are just profit-taking. Like, if you have a shop on the street might be the National Comedy Center. Might just be something for the mayor to give cement money to his friends for 15 years and not care anything about what happens to the people on 3rd Street or on this street or on any street. So there's the criminal armies, and most recently and very importantly, I became aware of the CDC armies, which is very important because we got his, well, Biden, whose initial, I mean, now that we've got him and it's great, his initial thing was the Patriot Act 1 in 95. It was called the Omnibus Terrorism Bill. It was a sign he supposedly drafted, and that's the creation of the national security thing, which was created not against foreign terrorists, but against domestic terrorists, like Oklahoma City, because that was going on big time in the quote-unquote Patriot movement at the time, in 95. Which I was in. I mean, I knew Linda Thompson and the rest of them from Fight On Head. And I had a bulletin board that was attached to all the other networks besides Fight On Head, including Patriot Net and Native Net. We all had access to BBS, and I had all of them, and I got all their files, and I downloaded all their files, and I listed all their files, and I had a search into all their files, because there used to be a file base and a message base. So truthfully, the internet was mirrored before it existed in FidoNet technology. And I took the 327 megabyte disk, and I basically donated it to the CIA, quote-unquote. In Woodstock, we have things like that. And I just got out, you know, at the end of that whole thing. But, I mean, that was just part of my whole Access TV thing. Oh, so this is a big new, no more daily shit, because I don't want to drive anyone crazy having to listen to this every day. So, like, the next one, I figure, isn't going to be in February. But there was these two armies that I became aware of that really necessitated a celebration of Biden's victory. Oh my God. Has anyone heard his victory speech? You'd have to run it through the Universal Translator to get a transcript. Trump wasn't joking about that part. But that's just a problem the guy has. That's like making fun of someone who's crippled because he's 7 years. And he was in the White House for 8 years. And he's probably been poisoned. It sounds like a ketamine overdose, truthfully. Possibly when he was in the hospital or something. But he represented, for some reason, like Bernie Sanders, I would have to agree, was a little bit on the radical side for any reasonable person to imagine. Like the 1%, you know? So, somehow, instead of, my girl, what's her name? Not Cortez, the other one. Gabbard, I thought she would have made a beautiful figurehead for the government at a time when we're most likely gonna, besides the Republican escape plan, their prep kitchen, their disaster forming, poverty, starvation to 80 million Americans, so that they could, have the Democrats institute martial law forever and create fast police to use them. Meanwhile, the food stolen was done by the Republicans under Trump, who everyone should always remember, because these people are still there and they're still killing, and they're against the people because they kill you.